T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS now, 6:49 on a Friday. Three big things.
Three.
New York billionaire Michael Bloomberg thinking about running for president.
Two.
Three detention officers injured in two separate inmate attacks at the Sedgwick County Jail.
One.
Suspect arrested after 15-year-old shot and killed while walking near McAdams Park in northeast Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning, those traffic volumes are starting to pick up out there, starting to see some heavier traffic on I-135. Right now, southbound, right around 17th Street North, between 17th and 13th Street North, we got some heavy traffic there southbound. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 48 degrees, clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 33. Then Saturday, how about this, sunny and warmer, a high of 70 degrees.
Woo!
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, 19 degrees with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Surgical advancements are helping a veteran who suffered life-changing injuries in Afghanistan.
This is House Call for Health. The American soldier was rushing to help a wounded squad member after a Taliban ambush in Afghanistan when he stepped on an IED. The explosion was catastrophic. He remembers thinking at the time, this isn't good. It wasn't. The blast caused massive damage to the lower part of his body. He lost most of both legs, but that's not all. He also lost his genitals. But last year, the severely wounded veteran underwent groundbreaking surgery at Johns Hopkins University. Surgeons successfully transplanted a penis and scrotum from a deceased donor. This is only the fourth surgery of its kind ever done. In a letter to the New England Journal of Medicine, the surgeons say 1 year later, the veteran's new organ is fully functional, and he says he's feeling whole again. Some might say his manhood has been restored, but this hero never lost it in the first place. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Well, are you prepared for the recession? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker with us this morning. Don, take it away.
Well, I'm going to take it away here,
all right,
Steven.
There?
I'm okay, yes, yes. Now, I have no idea when we're going to see. Will you stop laughing?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have no idea. Recession's nothing to laugh at, Steve.
No.
When we're going to see the next market correction, which could be followed by a recession. Now, if you trust history, you must accept that it's inevitable.
Yep.
Now, armed with this, how are you preparing, or are you prepared? Many Americans have enjoyed a reluctantly booming economy. Unemployment is at historical lows, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that wages are slowly growing. We see that several major employers like Walmart have taken steps to raise the minimum wage. There seems to be, that's good news, right? But is it? When the moderate wage growth is adjusted for inflation, even if our economy is considered at full employment, real wages are actually down about 2% just from 2014. That's according, again, to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So many Americans are losing their spending power, and they are taking on more expenses, like the portion of health care that they're required to pay and their retirement savings. The current population survey, a federal survey of households, reports that on average, employees are taking on a larger percentage of employer-sponsored health care premiums and greater copays and higher deductibles. But let's get back to this recession. Don't let me lament about health care. Recent news of a potential economic downturn have influenced some workers to take action. MetLife recently conducted a survey that found that 40% of their respondents have started saving more money to support themselves in a recession. That's good.
Good idea.
That's great, but it's still a majority of Americans haven't done anything, and many still continue to live from paycheck to paycheck. So how will you handle something like that if it happens to come at us. And of course, if you have any questions or if you want to help preparing for something like that, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
Had an expense yesterday of some pretty extensive plumbing work in our kitchen. And it was a pretty good price tag on it. Two guys working all day got it done, and it did a fine.
Why didn't you do it yourself?
Because I don't know how to be a plumber, and I don't want to screw it up.
Well, it's because you don't know how to bend over and never mind. I'm just thinking, remember Dan Aykroyd and Saturday Night Live with his butt cracked?
No, these guys weren't like that at all.
Okay.
I was available. I was able to pay for it because I had the money saved away for the
Perfect. Well, that's a prime example of what you have an emergency fund for. And if you deplete it a little bit, then you start socking a little more away.
Yeah, I wanted
to
point that out as a way that that I have planned ahead, as you were saying. But you took the opportunity to make fun of my lack of plumbing skills.
Exactly. I did. But no, you did the right thing, Steve. And
you
most people. That's terrible.
All right. Today is National Cappuccino Day.
Okay.
Traditionally prepared with espresso, hot milk, and steamed milk foam. Cappuccino is an Italian soft coffee drink. Popular beverage got its name from the hood on the habits of these monks, okay?
Uh-huh. The cappuccino.
Cappuccino,
Well, isn't that also the name of a cappuccino monkey, too?
Yeah.
A monk and a monkey?
Don't know anything about monkeys.
That's
your business.
Have you ever had a cappuccino, Steve?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure. You can get those.
Oh, you're a fancy boy.
Yeah, cappuccinos are good.
Cappuccinos.
They're tasty.
It's very impressive. If you're out with a lady, I'll have a cappuccino.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can impress anybody there. Yeah.
Have a cappuccino.
I'm impressed.
You know what a frappuccino is?
I know. I think it's an invented. It's like a chalupa.
Yeah.
You know, there's no chalupas in Mexico. They were invented by Taco Bell, so I'm sure that Starbucks or somebody invented a frappuccino. They're not in Italy. Come on. There's no country that serves a frappuccino.
Boy, is he in a mood or what, Ted? What's that? Somebody... You know, somebody give you the bad business?
No, it's National Toy Day or whatever it is. And you did the toy thing, and nobody talked about the bag of glass.
Well, why don't you take your slinky and get on it?
Once again, a reference to Saturday Night
Live for 40 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, guys. 6:56.
Thank you,
Steve. Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, we have all the news with Steve and Ted. Three Sedgwick County jail deputies assaulted and injured by two inmates. That story and more news coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.